Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Fompey. A late Friday night here with my man, Devon Givens. What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
Keith, what's going on, man? Good to be back.
I'm happy that you're back. I thought you was like, I'm like, where my man at? Yeah. Where you go? Like,
yeah. You know? I'm still recovering from the holiday.
Are you? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, was it a good one?
It was a good holiday, man. I know it's late. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you and your listeners and all, man. Hope everybody had a good one.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Second plan. But look. We got to talk about the new look 76ers, man. Like,
New year, new team.
You know, tonight they defeated the Charlotte Hornets 102-93. And I know some people may say, come on, bro, y'all talking about they beating the Hornets team that's 20-20. Well, the thing about the Hornets are they play a whole lot better than what their record says. They did have some tough losses. I mean, but they were playing on a road trip out west. You know, before the Sixers used to always beat teams, and we'd always say, yeah, they beat the Nets, but the Nets are the last place team in the league. Oh, yeah, they beat the Knicks, but look at that roster. They're disgruntled. They have problems. The coach needs to be fired. Oh, yeah, they beat Phoenix, but Phoenix is young, and the coach is a rookie coach, and he's learning. This was a quality win for the Sixers, man.
Quality win against, as you said, a playoff team, first of all. They were a playoff team last year. A head coach in Steve Clifford, who's known for defense, very good head coach. A few players where you have Kemba Walker should be an all-star. Nicholas Batum, max player that they signed last year. They have some really good players on that team, and the 76ers basically took them apart. And it all starts with the defense, and it starts with the defense spearheaded by Joel Embiid. He was fantastic tonight, and we said that a lot. He's had eight straight 20-point games?
Eight straight.
He had 24 points, eight boards in 28 minutes, but all the highlights that you'll see one fantastic dunk. The rest of them are blocks. He was fantastic, guarding the paint. And a lot of the blocks didn't necessarily happen because they were so feared to go in the paint. A lot of them were chain shots. A few others were simply missed shots or not taken baseline and keep going because the big fella is in there. Keith, it started with the defense tonight. And that's what, when we talk about this team winning five of their last six, defense has been the main factor in why they've won five of their last six, sitting on 12 wins right now.
Yeah, exactly right. Defense. And then the good thing about them is when you take them out, then Nerlens Noel comes in and does the same. Look, he had three blocks. Nerlens had four. You know what I mean? It was like they were toying with him. But,
And they were all spectacular blocks.
Yeah, these were
going to be layups or little teardrops that were going to happen. And these are weak side help blocks, and also just straight up, I'm a rim protector, this is not going in.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Like the one play, I felt bad for Kemba Walker, because you see when he went baseline and then tried to do it like a reverse, and they like, get it out of here, young boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I felt a little bad for him.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. I mean, like we said, Kemba's going to be... I mean, he should be an all-star. I don't know if he'll make it, but he should be.
He's an all-star caliber player.
But listen, let's just, you know, this game, you know, you talked about defensively. You know, the Charlotte Hornets shot 32.9%. They only made 6 of 23 threes. Now, the one thing they did do well was shoot foul shots. They shot 31 of 32. But they also committed a season-high 19 turnovers. Now, you know, that sounds, you know, it sounds bad, and it really is good effort on the Sixers, but it doesn't sound as bad when you look down and you see the Sixers had 23 turnovers. But, you know, the thing is, to me, the Sixers, you know, we talk about Embiid. We talk about what Embiid is doing. But I also think the reason why that this team is effective and the reason why they're playing well is you got Embiid, you have T.J. McConnell, right,
at
the
point guard. Say that again.
T.J. McConnell. Hey, man, you know, I like T.J. You know,
too.
A lot of people been hating on him. And but, you know, T.J., you know, I've seen, like, you know, I told you, you know this, I've seen him play since he was in the 12th grade, and I think he's a phenomenal player. Now, again, I'm not going to go crazy and say T.J. McConnell's about to become an all-star, but he's extremely effective, you know what I mean, especially for this team. So you got Embiid, you got T.J., you got Ersan, and then you got Nerlens. And something else, when you bring Gerald Henderson in off the bench and with Nerlens on that second unit, I mean, I think that's part of the reason why this team is on the run, man.
Don't forget about Dario Saric, who had 15 points off the bench tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about guys who are, you know, borderline starters coming off the bench. That's a strong unit.
That's a strong unit right now. And the one thing that, when you mentioned all of that, Brett Brown has limited his rotation to 10 players right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like. If it's a close game, there are going to be 10 players, and that's what it's going to be. That's where he caps out. We know Rashawn Holmes was with the 87ers tonight, so he wasn't on the roster, and we didn't have to worry about a DNP CD for him. But you're right. They're getting contribution from everywhere. And outside of Joel Embiid and the fantastic play that he's made where they're just pumping up this all-star berth for him for next month in New Orleans, T.J. McConnell, once he was inserted into the starting lineup, they didn't win all the games. But you can see the difference in the play, how the team is run defensively when, yes, he's going to give up 17 to Kemba Walker, but he's going to make Kemba Walker work for that 17.
Yeah.
And he's playing really well right now. And you're right, he's not a starting point guard in the NBA, but he fits with what the Sixers need today. He fits with what the Sixers need tomorrow. And he's been effective. He's probably, maybe I'm going out on a stretch, but he's probably cemented himself as an NBA player.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah,
where
if
it was in question before,
yeah,
it's not in question now, because he was either going to be a backup or he's going to be a third point guard on a good team. We know Brett Brown loves him, and he trusts T.J. McConnell with everything to run this team. He feels like him going out there, playing 31 minutes, committing only 2 turnovers, getting 8 assists, and playing solid defense, that's the type of play that he wants from the point guard. And he's getting it from T.J. McConnell, who's a backup, but he's playing really well. And you're right, when Nerlens Noel comes in off the bench, you don't lose that much defense. Right? You don't lose that much defense. There may be a difference in weight and, you know, how monstrous Joel Embiid looks versus what Nerlens looks. Nerlens Noel is a really good defender. And when he was in the game, the same thing they thought about when they went to the rim. So they've just been playing well. And again, defensively, that's how it started to get done. Everybody's buying in.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing I'm going to say about TJ, like, they didn't win all their games. But they won all but one game. When he started, I mean, seriously, they won all but one game, and that was the game where they basically choked at the end against the Celtics.
Yes.
Against a quality Celtics team.
And mixed in a triple-double, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Mixed in a triple-double. Now, the thing about Nerlens, this is the catchy thing. Before, you know, last time when you and I were on here, we talked about Nerlens. We talked about how it was crazy that the crowd start chanting, "We won Nerlens," and the next thing you know, he comes in the game.
Plays only 4 minutes.
But he got in. Dude, I think they need to throw some money at him. I do, because the thing is, it's kind of crazy because he's playing so well in this role right now. To the point is, I don't know what their plans are, but you may have to overpay for this guy in order to keep everything intact. Because, again, it's like, I feel like if you pay him the right price, he say, "Oh, yeah, I'll continue to do this role." But if the money ain't right, he's going elsewhere. Now, who knows? They may try to trade him. But I'm just saying, dude, you already got the rim protector that you need. And he and Embiid are best friends. They, you know what I mean? Embiid and Ben Simmons are always swinging together. So I'm just saying is, you know, if you got something right now here, you might as well keep it or try to keep it.
Well, with that scenario that you just laid out, is that something that Nerlens Noel will accept as a backup role? He's in right now. He already went through everything. He played the 8 minutes. He said what he had to say. He said what he had to say to you before the season started, and it picked up everywhere. You know, obviously, great job by you by getting that story. That being said, the one thing about Nerlens and what he said was that they're all starting caliber centers in this league.
True. But what I'm saying is you at least have to try to throw it. In the beginning, nobody even tried to give him any loop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was just like,
well, right now
you're the third-string center, bro.
Sure, sure.
Go to the corner. You know what I mean? You got to come here. You got to work out with Rashawn Holmes. You know what I mean? Don't say anything.
And you might be behind him.
And you might be behind him. But my thing is,
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, go after him. Try to get some money because his stock is rising. But my thing is, you have guys now that you're identifying as keepers. Now, again, if you want to trade them, you got to bring somebody in nice. You know, you have to. Now, right now, even though he's playing very well, teams are still trying to steal him. And what I mean by stealing him, they're not trying to give you anything for him right now.
Nothing of value.
Like his value's coming up, but they're still trying to steal him from you. Now, maybe at the trade deadline, you might get something. But at the same time, when you look at it, and you see when Embiid goes to the bench, they don't miss a beat, man. And to me is sometimes you got to overpay people. I mean, it's not like the Sixers don't have the money. You know what I mean? It's not like that. I mean, they have the loot, you know? So I'm just saying, try to keep them.
And I agree with you simply because when they were going through their situation with they only have room for so many people and Okafor was getting those minutes at that point. He was starting with Joel Embiid. Nerlens Noel right now is coming off the bench. They've already identified that they'll probably stick with this lineup, Ersan Ilyasova, as that stretch four. I agree with you because I like what Nerlens Noel does, just like you do, and we're probably in a minority because some people don't like what he does. They think he's very limited. For what he does, though, he's very good. And that's you're right. When he comes off the bench defensively, they don't skip a beat. At all. Now, the thing that people will say, okay, well, like I asked you, will he accept the role coming up the bench?
That's the hard part.
Number two is, how much will you have to throw to him in the offseason when he becomes a restricted free agency? That's probably going to be, you know, up to the offer sheet that he signed with another team. And will the Sixers match that and will they do that? Are they okay now? If it seemed like there was some turmoil between the two, the front office and the player, are they okay now?
Yeah.
Or, you know, now that he's getting these minutes. He played 19 minutes and 57 seconds tonight. So he played 20 minutes, 6 points, four blocks, and two rebounds in those minutes. 3 for 3 from the field. He looks comfortable shooting his jump shot right now, Keith. And also, when I looked at his stats during the game, on average, he averages 29 minutes per game for his career so far.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it, and he comes back in a reserve role, and he's playing well, he'll probably play 20 to 25 minutes a game. So it's not that much of a dip from the 29 that he's played overall during his career. So you're not wrong. It's just a matter of how much. Now, his agent is going to do his job. They're going to look at Bismack Biyombo's contract. And I think off the top of my head, I believe he got about $80 million. Is Nerlens Noel worth $80 million to put that on your cap? If you feel like that he does the job that you need him to do as a defender and help you solidify the paint when Joel Embiid comes out of the game, and at times you might want to put those two together, go for it. Go for it. Now, that's the thing. Will they be okay with paying that high amount of money? Because you know it's going to start with the Biyombo contract.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing is, though, when you're a restricted free agent, you know, have you ever noticed typically – like outside of the Jeremy Lin situation with Houston, typically teams don't throw a lot of money at players for fear that the other team is going to match them. So, like, let's say, for instance, the first day of free agency, a team offers you $50 million. I'm just saying 50. Well, your team has up until X amount of days to match it.
Mm-hmm.
The team that you were at first. So what happens is that money is tied up. So you offered Nerlens Noel a lot of money, and the Sixers may say, okay, uh-huh. So then all the other prime centers go off the board, and the Sixers like look at you and they smile and they say, by the way, we're going to match that salary. So teams typically don't give that money for fear that they're going to, that money's going to get tied up and sure. You can't do it.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing right then and there. Mm-hmm. But with the fact that the Sixers were trying to trade him and doing this, maybe somebody may think like, man, they're not going to be able to match that. You know what I mean? Or somebody may gamble and try to overpay him mm-hmm. because of that. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Sixers do. And it's going to be interesting to see what type of, you know, money Nerlens demands in the offseason. Because let's face it, up until six games ago, you know, he couldn't get a soup and salad. You couldn't get a soup and salad on. Not saying that Nerlens is a bad player. I
no,
think
that's
should,
just what his value was.
His value was very low. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very low.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. I think they should find a way to keep him. If he's happy here and he accepts that role, obviously Joel Embiid is not going to be a 28-minute-a-game guy throughout his career because those minutes will go up.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Simmons will come in, and now you have this rotation of how many front court players, and Ersan Ilyasova is an unrestricted free agent this summer, so they have to figure that part out. So it is going to be interesting to see. I would like to see Nerlens Noel stay. I would like to see him accept the role as a backup because he's going to play 20-plus minutes a game. If he accepts that and he's a team player and he still gets paid, I think he'll be happy.
Yeah, if he still gets paid, he still gets paid.
That's key.
Yeah, if he still gets paid.
That's key. Now but he's playing well.
Let's talk about Saturday's game. They go to Washington. There's another team that's, you know, Washington, you know, if the playoffs started now, Washington would be the eighth seed.
Playing well as a
league. You know, playing out. Like, they lost to the Boston Celtics, but before that, they had their third three-game winning streak of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John Wall has, I think it's his right pinky finger and his left wrist are sore, but he's been playing through the pain. You know, averaging 10.3 assists a game. You know, John Wall's been playing well, man.
Player of the month for December mm-hmm. in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
Playing real well. And if you remember when the Washington Wizards were in town earlier this year, the Sixers took care of him. John Wall was coming back from his injury where he was on a minutes restriction. And Bradley Beal, I believe, did not even play that game, if I'm correct.
Yeah, you are correct.
Yeah, so With the Sixers coming into town, they're playing well. They're not just going to sneak up on anybody at this point. They're going to get the best effort from everybody. I believe Charlotte gave the best effort, you know, when they played against the team tonight. The Sixers were just playing that well. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
They played well enough where they controlled this game. And one of the key stats that when we were looking at as we talk about the Washington Wizards game tomorrow, if you look at how the Sixers are sharing the ball, 26 assists tonight on 36 made baskets.
Mm-hmm.
They are swinging that ball. They're sharing the basketball, and they're playing well together. It starts with Embiid, but as you mentioned earlier, TJ McConnell is just playing fantastic, controlling the whole pace of the game. 26 assists for the Sixers, only 11 for the Charlotte Hornets on 28 made field goals.
That's bad.
That's not going to work. That's not going to get it done. And again, Washington is playing well right now, 19-19 overall. And listen, it's going to be a tough one going on the road, back-to-back. No Joel Embiid because he doesn't play in back-to-backs right now. And again, John Wall is playing well. So it's going to be a tough matchup tomorrow in Washington, a late game, an 8 o'clock game, which is a little surprising for a Saturday night. And it's going to be a tough one. So it's going to be interesting to see. And plus, they are off tonight, the Washington Wizards. So they have they're sitting back, they're waiting for the Sixers to get in town. It's gonna be a tough one.
It's gonna be a tough one. And also the matchup that, I'm wondering how many minutes Gerald Henderson is gonna get. Just because I think the X factor in that game is gonna be Bradley Beal. Like, we talk about John Wall, we know he's gonna get his. Now TJ McConnell is playing well. and he did shut down a couple guards, but I think with Wall's quickness, this could be one of the toughest matchups for him. Now, the thing is, John Wall really isn't a great shooter, you know what I mean? So, you know, TJ doesn't have to worry about that. But Bradley Beal, the last game against the Boston Celtics, he had 35 points, 4 assists, a steal, a block in 37 minutes. 35 points, man. Mm-hmm. And he's averaging 22.5 points, you know. So, you know, and he's 6'5", so he and Nick are about the same height. But I don't know if Nick could keep him in front of him, you know, for the game. So, to me, Gerald Henderson is going to have to come in and log a lot of minutes, you know, off the bench.
That's a great point. Bradley Beal is a fantastic scorer, which is why the Washington Wizards paid him what they paid him over this past summer. And again, as you said, 35 points against a good Boston team where they have a good defender. They have good wing perimeter defenders where they try to obviously make it tough for John Wall both and Bradley Beal. It's going to be a tough matchup, and you're right. Can Gerald Henderson hold up enough where he gets extended minutes and tries to contain Bradley Beal? Because you're not going to stop him. It's just a matter of how much can you keep him under, let's say, 25 points. He averages 22 on the season. Can he keep him right around his scoring average or a little bit under where he doesn't go off? Because you said T.J. McConnell is going to have a tough cover with John Wall. He's probably going to make another All-Star team this year. That backcourt is key, and Bradley Beal can go off at any given time. And if you allow him to do that with his size, the physical play that he plays, he scores in so many different ways that Gerald Henderson will be a key factor, because I don't think Nick Stauskas can contain Bradley Beal. It's going to be a lot on the shoulders of Gerald Henderson, because a lot of times when you look at the wing and how Brett Brown might want to go, maybe use Covington on certain players, you can't do that against the Washington Wizards, because then on the other side they have Otto Porter.
And you can't
leave him. So yes, you're right. Gerald Henderson will be a key factor in this particular game against the Washington Wizards for the Sixers.
Exactly. Another thing to point out is that the Wizards are 15-6 at home.
Yeah.
That's kind of strong. On the road they struggled at 4-13. You know, that goes with that Sixers, you know, one of those losses came against the Sixers. So it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a heck of a game. But the only thing is, like you said, Embiid's not going to be there. But Jahlil Okafor, I'm interested to see what he does. He hasn't played in, what, 4 games?
Who starts center?
Yeah. So we'll see. I'll be shocked if he starts tonight, though. I mean, I will. I mean, because my thing is, you don't go from giving a guy DMPs.
Yeah.
And then you got the other dude playing well, and then talking about Noel, and then Okafor starts. You know, I don't see that happening. I just don't.
I agree with you, but I'll ask you this: as good as the bench has been playing, the way you said they have been playing, do you interrupt that? Do you keep simply because you just keep Nerlens Noel with that second unit? If things don't go well with Okafor, you know, you just snatch him and you go with Nerlens.
I think you got to switch that one. I mean, on this one.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, we're talking about, I don't know, it's just going to look crazy. And then next thing you know, you're going to have another guy, like, speaking out. I mean, Okafor's taking things a different approach than Noel. Okafor's like, hey, I'm going to be a team guy, this and that. Noel speaks his mind. You know what I mean? And some people may not like the fact that Noel speaks his mind, but there's a lot of people in the league who speak their mind when stuff is they don't think is going right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that right now you don't want to lose him. And Okafor, I hate to say it, you know, because he doesn't speak his mind, it's like to the point is, oh, he's a great guy. He's okay with this. And, you know, sometimes the great guy, the okay guy, is the one that gets stepped on a little bit. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just think that, you know, they're going to have to do it. Now, I don't know if, I don't know what the minutes are going to be like or nothing like that. And plus, let's face it, here's a guy who hasn't played in 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to just throw him out there and then all of a sudden he's going to be, you know, forcing shots and stuff like that. So I think Noel will get the start. I could be wrong, but I think that Noel will get the start.
I agree with you. I just felt like let's take a look at it the other way, simply because of exactly what you said. The second unit is playing so well. don't interrupt it just because it's going to be one game. There are going to be situations where they're going to have, the Sixers are going to have a few back-to-backs coming up. So they're going to have to make a decision how that goes. Because when you say exactly what you're saying, and then on Monday the Sixers play again, Jahlil Okafor is back to the bench with 0 minutes. So it's going to, hey, this is what they signed up for when they drafted all three of them.
And like, how that look like, oh, dude, you can't get any burn for five games, but then the fifth game, you're going to start.
You're going to start.
Come on, man.
Yeah, but he's still going to play 20 minutes tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. That? Yeah, you know what
Either
I mean?
Either way.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you, bro. Great job. Now go back to the end of the bench. Nah, that don't even work out. That don't even sound right.
Right.
But look, man, I want to thank you for being on this podcast.
Thank you.
I don't know, but we got to do this again, you know, more frequent, because it's been a while, it's been a minute, and I missed your knowledge. And again, I want to thank you, and I want you, we did it before, but since you haven't been here before, I mean, a long time, just let people know where they can listen to you at, mm-hmm. and where they can follow you at on Twitter.
Well, follow me on Twitter is pretty easy, at DevonG975, DevonG975. And you can listen to me if you're not in Philadelphia on 975thefanatic.com. If you are in Philadelphia, of course, you can find us on 975, or simply get us on the app if you need be. And tomorrow I will be on Saturday 4 Eastern after the hockey game leading into the Sixers Wizards. So I'm sure I'll be talking a lot of basketball tomorrow afternoon on the Fanatic.
Yeah, well, I want to thank y'all and for listening. And I'll be back to you on Monday. Peace.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.